Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's 7:05 here on the last day of March. Thank goodness. It is March, right? Okay.
I was also surprised today is the last day of March. I'm like, excuse me?
Well, the last 5 days of March were long, but I don't know. Maybe it's because it's got, you know, we went from 28 days to 31 days. That must have been it. Okay, 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina, good morning.
Very good morning.
How are you? Did your hair a different color today?
Color of what?
Your hair. Is it a different color today?
No, I just put it up.
Well, maybe that was it. But maybe. It's red, right?
Yes, trying to put some color in my life.
So it wasn't red Friday, though?
No, it was. It was red 6 months ago.
Oh, it's been red for a long time then.
Yes.
Okay. I noticed things like that right away. Yeah, just zero in. So we haven't... Is there a special day out there today?
National red color. I'm joking.
National redhead day.
No, today is national... Okay, I will try to do my best. Clams on the half of shell day.
Okay, wait a minute. Say that again.
The dish, clams. The
dish. Crumbs?
Clams. If I'm clams.
Clams?
Yes.
Well.
You know this dish?
I know what clams are, yeah.
So today is National Clams Day.
Oh, National Clams Day today.
Yes. I'm sorry, it was hard to spell.
Kicking your butt, huh? Yeah, so, okay, clams. C-L-A-M-S.
Yes.
Clams. Don't they have clams in Ukraine?
They sound way different, believe me.
Well, what are they called?
Harbushka.
Well, why would you call them that? That seems like a tough word for clams.
Clams.
You know what a clam is, right?
Yes,
it's that little mollusk with, you know, it's hard. You know, it's got the hard shell, and you throw it into steaming. You throw it in the hot water, it opens up, and you can have clams and butter. And
I really love them, if to be honest, but it's so hard for me to spell them in English. So usually when I go to the restaurant,
I just
put my finger in the menu.
Put your finger in. Well, here's the one thing they do have. When I was dining in Croatia. Trying to read Croatian menus was kind of like yours. Japan has the real way to do it. They have a photo of everything, and then they have these plastic reproductions of the food. You know, it looks just like it, and you can point at it. I want that. You know, I mean, everything from noodles to fish and all this. But, in Ukraine, in Croatia, I was like, I'd have. So what is this exactly? Or what is this close to? And my server maybe knew English, maybe not quite as good. So, I mean, I would order things and thinking it was something. And it was something else.
This is
totally
different.
In
America.
Does that happen to you?
All the time. The first year when we just arrived, I was going to the store and I was expecting one thing. For example, once I bought sweet pickles and I was so surprised how it's possible that the pickles can be sweet.
Oh, yeah, because you'd always had dill pickles, right?
Yes. Or, like, sometimes, like, I brought, like, some sauce and I was not expecting that it was.
Slow down. Okay, you were buying something what?
Some sauce for the pasta.
Toast.
Sauce.
Oh, sauce. Sauce for the pasta,
yes,
yeah.
And it was like way different. It was some jelly instead of...
Jelly.
but the most funny was buying food in the restaurant.
That was one of the things about going to the markets in Croatia, in Italy, that you could see the food that you were buying. And so, you know, that made it easier. You know, you could see, oh yeah, this is, you know, here's a potatoes or lettuce or chunky milk or whatever it was they were selling out there. And I imagine that could be tough if you're, if the words, you kind of know the words. See, you speak English so much better than I speak Ukrainian, of course.
And it's better for the last 2 years since I'm working in the radio, and I feel
that helps.
For sure.
And we make you say them, say the words. And then if you, like, this isn't just us talking now. Christina talks fast and she talks low. And every time she comes to my office, I'll let her start and then hand goes up. Okay. Start again, slower and louder.
I'm sorry. You're also handling me as a morning person.
And that, that's true.
That's hard sometimes, especially Mondays.
Mondays.
I have to remind all my English after the weekend.
I know. I have to be retrained. Like today, the sound is perfect as far as I'm concerned. So, and I'm the only one you have to please today. So, sounds great. Okay, let's go. Today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 4 p.m. Yep. Then a slight chance of showers and a high near 56, wind gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. And tonight showers. Tomorrow showers. Wednesday, though, it's going to clear off Tuesday. On Wednesday, it's going to be sunny, and Thursday sunny, and Friday sunny, Saturday sunny, and Sunday a sunny with a slight chance of showers. So, tomorrow, that's it, and then it's going to be highs in the, the low 60s, mid 60s, and on Friday, a high near 70, which is great, and it's going to be and hopefully sunny for the whole weekend. Good. Good weather report here. Great work, Christina, putting together that weather report like this. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business. Are you okay? Okay. A family-owned business out of Anderson into the third generation of the Kinney family running this business. They are just exceptionally nice people. Locally owned, it's locally operated, it's a veteran-owned business, they give discounts for seniors and veterans, they support their customers, this is a quality place to do business with, can't say enough about them. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And let me see here, I tell you what, this weekend, I believe we're gonna have Anne-Marie, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance here with the community calendar as soon as I get off the air. And when we come back, and we've got a lot of things to talk about this week or today. Okay, so we're going to take our first break, 7:14 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way.
Reading Rodeo is back in Buckin' on the River, May 14th through 17th. Celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Reading Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at readingrodeo.com before they're gone. Reading Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun bloomers. blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Are y'all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager, plus a special limited menu from the kitchen. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale. Featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. And the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering, there are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casinos. Today, the 31st of March, 7:17 in the morning. And we have Community Calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Redding. And their phone number is 530-224-2345. Anne Marie, we missed you. Hello, Anne-Marie. Hello.
Looks like from our side it's all good. Okay, she dropped the phone. Maybe she'll call back.
Okay. Well, then, I have got all types of tickets to give away this week, my friends. So we're going to start with Anne-Marie calling us right now. So I guess she must have... Okay, so we have Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie.
Hello. Good Monday morning, everyone.
You know what? Monday mornings, we all have to be retrained. Okay. So, how are
now
you?
We're awake.
How are you?
Are you having... Very well, thank you.
Good. Glad to hear that. So, what's going on? You know what? There's 1,000 things going on this week. I hope, because I'm giving away tickets for all types of things this week.
I bet, yeah. As the weather starts to warm, more and more events will be starting to happen. But today, the last day of March, the 31st, is National Crayon Day.
National what?
Tomorrow, April.
Wait a minute, wait. National
Crayon.
What?
Crayon. You know, like you draw crayons with kids. They
oh, crayons. Crayons. Gosh, you know what? I'm going to have to get some new headphones here.
I won't spell that for sure.
No, crayons. Got it. Okay.
Yes. Tomorrow, April 1st, is April Fool's Day, so be careful out there. Friday, April 4th, is National Hug a News Person Day. Saturday, April 5th, is Gold Star Spouses Day. And the theme for the month of April is the month of the military child. Purple up this month to show your support for our military children. Shasta Fire Safe Council is offering a free curbside chipping program for area residents. The goal of this free service is to help residents in reducing hazardous fuels, also improve defensible space around homes, and depending on where you live, there are certain enroll-by dates for the program. For more information on this free curbside chipping program, call 530-360-0120 or visit Shasta County Resource Management Community Education on Facebook. And you can also visit Shasta County Fire Safe Council on Facebook, view the events flyer and the enroll-by-date deadlines. And just a heads up for the folks that live in Montgomery Creek, Big Bend, or Round Mountain, your deadline is tomorrow to enroll in this free program April 1st. For more questions, call 530-360-0120. Wednesday, April 2nd, the public is invited to a ribbon-cutting ceremony at the Holiday Market, the brand-new one, in Reading, located at 3055 Shasta View Drive. The event will start at 11 a.m. and is being hosted by the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is open and running Wednesdays through Sundays till April 20th. The event is free for Turtle Bay members and is included in paid park admission. Learn aviation history on up to modern-day technology with this interactive exhibit. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. More information can be found at turtlebay.org. Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay in Reading, kicks off on April 4th and will run through June 8th. Open source night, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. For more information and tickets, visit glowingwild.org. Again, the event kicks off on April 4th, this Friday. It's a great event for all ages. We did it last year and had so much fun, so check it out. First Fridays in downtown Reading will take place on April 4th, starting at 5 p.m. Participating businesses often stay open longer for the community to enjoy. Look for special promotions, live music, art, and more this Friday evening in downtown Reading. And this Saturday, April 5th, look for hops and shops in downtown Reading starting at 2 p.m. More information can be found at vivadowntownreading.org. Starting with the first Saturday in April, the Reading Farmers Market will go to their summer hours, which are 7:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., located behind Reading City Hall at 777 Cypress Avenue. Visit readingfarmersmarket.com for more details. Summer hours will run April through November. The first Saturday in April also brings the Friends of the Shasta County Library's monthly book sale at the Reading Library. The event runs 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Books are priced to sell, and you can find some deals for only a dollar. For more information, visit friendsofshastacountylibraries.org. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. The Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce will host their Front Street Spring Fling on Saturday, April 5th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Front Street in Cottonwood. Event highlights include a bouncy house, face painting, food, retail vendors, and more. For more information, visit Cottonwood CA Chamber of Commerce on Facebook. This weekend, look for the Shasta District Fair and Event Center's Craft Fair and Swap Meet to take place on Saturday, April 5th and Sunday, April 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center located at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. Admission and parking are free. For more information, visit ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com. This weekend, you can also check out the Reading Sportsmen's Expo at the Reading Civic Auditorium located at 700 Auditorium Drive. Event hours are Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $8 for general admission. Seniors are $6. Kids 12 and under are free. And our veterans are free on Sunday, April 6th. For more information, visit ReadingSportsmanExpo.com. According to the website, this event will feature over 150 exhibitors. And that is just a quick sample of events coming up. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Okay, Anne Marie, I have your tickets for Glowing Wild. So, how many do you need?
Do you? Oh, that would be fantastic.
How many do you need? Hello? Four?
May I call you after the show?
Yeah, call me after the show and tell me what you need.
Fantastic.
And because I have got a whole handful of these to start giving out, and I'm going to give you your set because you do this every week for us. How's that?
Thank you.
Well, no,
yeah,
thank you.
Four would be fantastic, and I will let you know.
Just call me afterwards or send me a text or something, and I'll put them up front. Okay. Yeah. Anne Marie, thank you very much for our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services. Right here in Reading, auto, homeowners, life, and other insurance quotes. Located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. Give them a call, 530-224-2345. Now, I'm also, and something she's talking about, the Sportsman's Expo. I'm giving away two tickets right now to the Sportsman's Expo. Just give us a call at 530-605-4567. You get two tickets. Later on this week, Linda and I will be giving away Glowing Wild tickets for people when they call in. And let me see, what else have we got going here? Oh, the Palisadro Frontier Days. We're going to be giving away some tickets for that this week. That's going to be the 12th. That'll be not this weekend, but next weekend. So we're going to be giving away a lot of tickets. Plus, when you hear Rawhide, the song, call in, get your name on there and your phone number, and we're going to draw for tickets. Let me see, what day are we going to draw? On April 11th, we're going to draw for the tickets for Red Bluff Roundup. Get a pair of tickets to Red Bluff Roundup. All you have to do is call in, and you're going to get a set of tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup. You can qualify every day. Every time you hear it, give us a call. Makes it better for you. And we are going to give away three pairs of tickets to give away. So we're going to draw that day and give away three sets of tickets. Courtesy of Michelle Slade and My Umbrella Marketing and your friends right here at KCNR. All right, let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
At the starting of the week, at Summit Talks, you'll hear them speak. It's only Monday. Negotiations breaking down. See those leaders start to frown. It's sword and gun day. Tomorrow never comes until it's too late. You could be sitting, taking lunch. The news will hit you like a punch. It's only Tuesday.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide. Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep them going.
That's right, you're hearing Rawhide. Call us 605-4567 and get your name on the list to draw, get a chance of receiving tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup. Just give us a call. Give us your name and a phone number so we can enter you in that drawing and you'll, oh, here come the phone calls. Okay, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is our jewelry store of choice. Founded 30 years ago. By Leonard, and then sold it, gosh, maybe 10 years ago to Rebecca and Henry. But it's the same great jewelry store, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with watch repairmen, stone cutters, great selections of jewelry at very fair prices, voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. These people know what they're doing there. And we would think we would never go to another jewelry store. As long as Four Winds Jewelry is there. That's the way we look at it. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. And I'm here with JT, and we're talking the Reading Grange is having a spaghetti fundraiser. For what, JT?
For, as it says right here, help us help a couple of great local students because this is our fundraiser for our scholarship program. Going to pick out a couple very deserving students and hopefully with your support give out a couple $1,000 scholarships for their higher education.
Great.
But not to Columbia. We're not sending anybody there this year.
To Columbia this year.
Yeah, they're out. But anyways, that's what we do. Once a year we have
our... Is Columbia going to be there after a year? I'm not sure. You know, it's just amazing. I mean, I mean, there's so many changes going on and universities are like, whoa, maybe we swung too far this direction.
And except some of the students still don't realize
they don't realize
they're out the ones they're out in the streets now yelling at people with Tesla. So
well,
what are you gonna do?
You know what, this is so funny. Tesla was the darling of the left.
Oh yeah,
for years until Musk teamed with Trump. I saw this ridiculously funny And it's true, unfortunately. This very huge person, someone who's little, ATVs, the four-wheelers, you know, the off-roaders, and charged a Tesla and ran into it and backed up and went into it again. You know what? It was almost humorous. And I was thinking, first of all, how did that guy even get onto that Tesla? Because he was pretty big. I mean, on the ATV. But yeah, he was ramming the Tesla.
Yeah, there was a definite fall from grace for Teslas. Just anyway, nothing like it.
So what can I say? Except this is a great event. And the sons and daughters of Italy have gotten behind this.
Yes. As you know, we've mentioned it over the years because we've been partnered with the Sons of Italy, Sons and Daughters of Italy for over 40 years. But this is their little grange, our little,
yes,
30-person membership. But what we make up in size, we try to make up with our
You're
good
small
works.
But mighty.
That's what we do.
Because we've been there for a variety of events.
Oh, yes.
That you all end up sponsoring, like the Backcountry Horsemen's dinner. And
see, Wings guys, of Angels for all
Wings
the
of
years
Angels,
we've been there.
Yeah.
And it's funny because somebody asked me, "Guy, you know, you're the Reading Grange, but you're going to do spaghetti and meatballs because it's such a hit."
When you do something really, really, really well,
and that's we've
got
this down.
Really, really, really good.
Really good sauce. Really good meatballs. We do put on a good show.
Your garlic bread is great,
isn't it? Isn't it a good meal?
It is.
And Wings of Angels, basically we cater to them. What do you want to do? It's been spaghetti and meatballs from the very beginning because it is a good meal. Getting ready to do sponsoring helping CBAC. Actually, we make the sauce and provide the meatballs for their fundraiser. It's going to be again in Anderson at the VFW for the Veterans Home. What do they want? Spaghetti and meatballs. We met with the Anderson PD. They want to do a fundraiser for the canine. What do they want on the menu? Spaghetti and meatballs.
Well, what people don't realize is your secret abilities.
Oh,
talent is tri-tipping chicken.
Well, you're right. That is
because
the best tri-tipping chicken cooking in the barrels. It is delish.
And because that's what you do for the Backcountry Horseman, if I remember right.
You were there for that, and
I've
wasn't
been there
that
for
delicious?
Like, oh, absolutely. Yeah. And because sometimes you get tri-tips a little chewy, but yours has never been.
Mm-hmm.
Yours is just melting your mouth.
It's good stuff. Well, we better get a little bit of word out on this here. Let folks know that it is this Saturday, April 5th, and we're going to do a 4:00 to 7:00. Our doors will be open. Come inside, and we'll have various things going on. Tables full of homemade desserts. We have a little raffle action going. But if you're in a hurry, you still don't have to cook that day, and you can still eat very well because we'll have a drive-through right outside. Pull up, give them your order. We have some runners. They'll take your money and bring you a really good meal, including with the desserts. And like you said, it'll be spaghetti with meatballs, salad, and the great garlic bread. So there's no need to cook.
No, you can just drive through, get your meal, drive away, or you can come in. You're more than welcome to come in.
It'll be nice
sitting there, you know, see people and all that. Now, these tickets are $18 per adult.
Yes.
Which is really a good price.
And children under $8 for children under 12 years of age. It's a good buy. And again, we're trying to generate some funds for those well-deserving students.
Now, I'm going to give away right now two tickets to the Spaghetti Feet fundraiser. These are $18 tickets if you're adults. And I'm going to give away two of these to the first person that calls 530-605-4567. It's going to be at the Reading Grange, which is on Cedars Road. Well, that went quick. And you can either eat in or just drive through there and have them hand you them. And so we're going to get your name and your phone number, and we're going to put these tickets in an envelope right up here in the front of our office.
And the phones are ringing off the hook already.
Probably
Sons and Daughters of Italy members calling, trying to save some money. And
no, that's Linda. Linda's calling. Linda's calling. She was waiting. I said, we're going to have these today. No, in fact, Linda and I are going to not be able to attend any of these things this weekend. This is strange. So, anyway. Okay, now, let's talk about the Grange a little bit. Because we had a fundraiser there to help. I mean, the Grange, how long has the Grange been there?
The Grange, the Reading Grange was chartered in 1930, and it's funny because that was the same year that, not the Millville, but, the Ono Grange and the Anderson Grange, they all came in about that same
about
time.
About the same time. And what is a Grange?
The Grange, initially, and still to this day, they try to represent and, try to represent the agriculture community.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what they were formed to help the, a support of the farmers in the orchards in, and
but it's kind of like a co-op where they bring in their, food or what was it?
That's the other leg of it, Carl, is the fact that they want to be a positive influence in their community. And that's where the food co-ops and the events, if you wanted to have a wedding or a graduation mm-hmm. or just a meeting, and in these days maybe a CPR class, you would go to the Grange. They want to have a place where you can go and have community family friendly events. And that's why you see when you look at the list of Granges, just take California, there's a bunch of little towns that many of you've never even heard of. And you don't see the Los Angeles
like
Grange.
Ono.
Ono, Buckeye, now Palo Cedro.
Now these were started in the height of the Depression also.
Well,
weren't they?
Actually the first Grange was right after the Civil War.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it's been taken off ever since, and you see a lot of folks.
But during the Depression, when everything was going bad, and these things were formed by the community, farmers and agricultural people, to try and help each other.
Well, they really became.
I mean, that's what I think.
No, you're right in the fact that during the Depression, the Grange again stepping up in the community, food banks, soup kitchens, all this, uh-huh. It was at your local Granges. People needed help, and the Grange wanted to step up and do that. And again, a lot of them were farm. Two parts of it: farm people that had produce and had things that they could barter or give, and then farmers that through the Dust Bowl and all the terrible things that happened, they needed the help.
Yeah.
So the Grange was the headquarters for
them. Some of them would have they'd have the crops or they'd have the produce. Maybe couldn't sell it. Because of the horrible economic conditions. So instead of letting it go to waste, they would share it with people.
Hit it right on the head.
Yep.
That's it. As opposed to letting it go to waste, they'd share it with their brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
It was a good deal.
And it was, you see them in a lot of, you see them in like old movies. You see the Grange. And here, I know we have this one, Reading Grange, but there's one down in Palo Cedro, I think.
There was, at least. And we're trying to, almost like a resurrection of the Granges because, there for a while, the Grange was known for selling insurance. And that was a big draw. People were joining the Grange just to get the good insurance.
You could buy insurance in the Grange?
It was Grange Insurance, yeah.
I did not know that.
That was a big incentive, let's say, for people joining the Grange. We don't have that anymore. And just like a lot of organizations, I don't care if the Sons of Italy, the Boy Scouts, this and that, you get the same people doing it. And in this day and age, kids got cell phones and video, a lot of other things. You don't see them joining these fraternal organizations. Yeah. So our membership is down.
But well, let me ask you a question, JT. How many organizations do you belong to?
I keep pretty busy with the Sons and Daughters of Italy.
Right.
My veterans, I try.
Yeah.
I may not be a direct member, but I help the Flags and Flowers, Preston Sharp.
Yeah.
We're helping the CBAC when we can. And then the Grange keeps me busy.
Yeah. Because I know I see you at every event.
Yes, we're at anything to do with the veterans, I see you there. But getting back to your question, we talked about the membership being down a little bit, and we're trying to have
resurgence.
Get more members. That's the word I'm resurgence. So you asked the question. There's the Buckeye Grange. There's the used to be Millville. They were a very old Grange. Now there's the Palo Cedro Grange.
Uh-huh.
There's the Anderson Mount Lassen Grange, and of course our friends in Ono who just finished rebuilding their Grange that was burnt down after the fire. So you've got five of us in this area, but we've got some Junction City. again, look at all the little towns,
small
little
towns.
Places.
This is what they were for, to help. And usually they were agricultural communities and all that. I don't know if you'll see a Grange in downtown L.A.
You don't have the Compton Grange, for instance. It just doesn't happen.
Hey, we got to take a quick break here. I'm here with JT. We're talking. The Reading Grange is having a spaghetti feed fundraiser to benefit their scholarship fund to give a couple grand to a couple of local students here, and we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is owned and operated by Jeff Wurst, who is a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business by an expert in windshield management. That's right. If it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. Brings it into his climate-controlled garage, fixes it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield, and sends you on your merry way at a very fair price for a free inspection and analysis. Bring your vehicle down, car, truck, SUV, or RVs, you know, with the big windshields. I've seen those down there. To 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And we will be right back.
The night will weave its magic spell when the one you love is near.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festigam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cafe Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cafe Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Thank you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
The best singer, going right, Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. What can you say? Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Okay, now this is what I'm going to do. I'm giving away, this is going to be like giveaway ticket day. I've already given away Grange tickets. I've already given away Sportsman's Expo tickets. Now I'm giving away two tickets to the Palisadro Frontier Day. It's going to be April 12th. It's a Saturday, a week from this weekend. And this is good for the Bulls and Bronx and the Jeremy Ryan Band. And by the way, this guy is fantastic. And this is at the, down in Palisadro, it's at Bishop Quinn School. And these are expensive tickets, my friends, and you're gonna get two of them by just calling in here at 605-4567 to go to the Palisadro Frontier Day with the Bulls and Bronx. It's like a rodeo and Jeremy Ryan Band. I pity the fools that don't call for these tickets. I pity the fools who don't call. These tickets are only got a few of them. So, got a call, give us your name, phone number, and we're going to put this right up in front. Already called. And I'm here with the JT.
Good morning, Carl. And I thought it was very appropriate that you put the Italian, the best Italian crooner that's ever been,
hey,
Dean Martin.
That's our,
out there.
That's now, our production staff.
And then
like
Linda's partner and ex-boss, Dean Martin.
That's
She was one of the girls.
One of the girls. And you know what? Here's the funny thing about that. Everybody, you know, because of his persona out there of always being, you know, drunk and all that, she said, and I've been around the other gold diggers too, and they all said the same thing. Perfect gentleman, didn't drink like that. I mean, he never went out on the stage lit or anything.
That was part of his shtick. That's what
it was just his shtick. Yeah. And the other thing was, this man did not like elevators.
I didn't know that.
Did not like elevators. So where his dressing room was down in the Tropicana or the Flamingo, where he was at, they built a dressing room on that first floor for him. And he gave his, you know, the quote, stars dressing room, he gave it to the girls. And, you know,
Purpose girls.
To his girls there in the gold diggers. And that's where they would go. And he'd be down on the first deck, on right off the stage. So he could just walk on. So, I mean, and they all love him to this day. They talk nothing but positive stuff about that man.
Well, staying with the Dean Martin,
yes,
but getting us back to the Redding Grange spaghetti feed. If when you go to the Redding Grange / Sons and Daughters Vitale Hall, then the ladies, we have a beautiful picture of Sophia Loren in the men's room.
Yes,
and a
you
picture
do.
Of, you've seen it. I know.
How can you miss it?
That you can't.
You can't miss it. You walk in there.
And who do we have now? You may not have been in the ladies' room,
no,
but
I have
Linda
not
will tell
been
you
there.
A beautiful photo of Dean Martin.
Dean Martin.
Yeah.
Okay.
One for the ladies.
One for the
ladies. And you could see that Saturday.
And that was Sophia Loren from the Tales of the Dolphin.
That was exactly right.
Yeah.
The infamous just got out of the water in a wet outfit.
Yes.
Picture. Yes. Yes. But, anyway.
She's got to be, what, 80, in her late 80s.
Yes.
Now.
Yes, she is.
And I saw a photo of her the other day, and she still looks, I mean, just really, really nice.
Yeah, she's natural beauty, attractive woman.
It is. So,
okay. As well as ours is a naturally attractive and delicious meal that we're going to put on this Saturday,
spaghetti feed fundraiser from the Sons and Daughters of Italy, and you know how good it is. Right away, you don't even have to question how good it's going to be.
That's the thing. I don't see any reason why anybody would want to cook this Saturday. It's a great cause for some great kids. Help us raise some money for the scholarship and eat very well. There's just no reason why you can't stop by, either come in or use our drive-through, and you will eat well that day. Our sauce is as good as anybody's I've ever had. Our sauce is excellent. Our meatballs, it's just a good meal. That's why we keep cooking it every year.
And nobody has, I guess somebody may not like it, but if it's probably because they're a communist or
they'd have to be
or something like that, yeah. that they're not used to having this type of food.
Well, we've tried different things. You know, one time somebody said, well, let's do pizza, you know, and then that was just a failure. We had
pizza's tough
dough in the ceiling fans and our hair.
Pizza
we just
is,
gave it up. So we're going with what we know how to do well. And that's spaghetti and meatballs. Garlic bread, salad.
I was involved in something with Charlie's where we make our own pizzas, and they were judged, right? It was another fundraiser. And there I was trying to throw the pizza in the air. You did not want to be around me because you might have been wearing pizza dough.
That's what I'm talking about. We had it everywhere.
Yeah.
Thought we'd never get it out of the ceiling.
Anyway, okay, it's going to be this Saturday. It's going to go from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a spaghetti feed fundraiser for the scholarship fund so they can hand out a few thousand dollars to a couple of local students. Are they picked already, or are you going to select them later?
We're in the process right now of gathering the applications.
And how do people apply? How do kids apply for this? How do students apply for this?
You can contact anybody associated with the Sons of Italy just by announcing this here. But mostly we send it out to all the schools. We send the applications and the information on the scholarship program to all the schools in the area. So the counselors have them, and they'll post them, and they'll make the students aware of it. So we generally that's probably how we get most of them.
Okay, because I know Safari Club International has a the Reading chapter has a couple of scholarships they hand out to students. Young students are going to be going into like wildlife biology and forestry management and that kind of stuff. And yours is just kind of wide open. It's whatever. They compete. How do they compete?
It is a matter of their academics, their grades of course in school, how they're doing in school presently. Do they do any community service is another thing that we look into.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, Carl, the years that I've sat down on the committee, you wish you could give all of them, because you're looking at what they're doing in school, what they're doing in the community, and every one of them, almost invariably, they're all deserving. You wish you could help each and every one of them. And what we've been trying to emphasize, we're the Grange agriculture. So when we see someone that is going into, agriculture business, forestry, and the other thing we're emphasizing is trade schools. I mean, it's great if you're ready to go to a four-year college and you're deserving of, you bet. But we really want to emphasize agriculture and the trades.
Well, it's honorable, both of them very honorable professions, and as we know, we're really short in people that can work in the trades.
Exactly right.
Everything from diesel mechanics to
HVAC, firefighters,
HVAC. Oh my God, plumbing?
Yeah.
You know what? If I knew then what I know now, I had gone into plumbing because I would have had three houses and a resort place in someplace else.
A fleet of trucks and people going out
there. Oh, my gosh. You know what? And we have some really great companies around here, but every one of them saying the same thing. It's hard to find somebody to train and, you know, to raise the way they want, you know, in the business there. Okay.
So that's what we're going to try and do with these funds that you're going to help us generate by stopping by and eating well on Saturday.
That's right. And just come through, pay your $18, and you'll get a great dinner, spaghetti with meatballs, salad, and garlic bread. It's $8 per child, 12 years of age and under. And you can come in and eat, or you can just drive through like they do. And this has really been a successful fundraiser for you all in the past, I think.
It must be because we keep doing it every year.
Doing it. Okay, if you have a question, they should call John at 530-365-5978 or just give us a call and we'll tell you exactly where it is.
We appreciate the help on that, Carl.
Hey, where's this? It's at the Reading Grange at 4850 Cedars Road. You're heading south toward Anderson on 273. You take the, was it Cedars or,
Kenyon.
Kenyon
with a K.
Kenyon with a K. It takes you right down the road and you'll run right into the parking lot.
You'll see the drive-through window before you
roll
get to it.
Roll down your window of your car and just follow that delicious aroma of sauce.
Have your cash ready, but we also take credit cards.
There you
we
go.
We are prepared.
Hey, thanks a lot, JT.
Thank you
and
very
thank
much.
You so much for what you all do for our community.
Glad to be there.
Great. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news, and we're going to have open line Monday. I've got a lot of things to talk about, but I am more than welcoming your comments. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Elon Musk says tomorrow's election for the Wisconsin Supreme Court is of the utmost importance, and to prove it, he visited Wisconsin over the weekend, rallying in Green Bay, giving away what is, for him, some pocket change.
Elon Musk handing to potential Wisconsin voters who signed the petition decreeing judicial activism $1 million Sunday night, hours after the state Supreme Court rejected an attempt to stop it.
I think this will be important for the future of civilization. It's that significant.
Tuesday's Wisconsin State Supreme Court election will determine the ideological makeup of a court likely to decide key issues like abortion and labor rights in a battleground state. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he is looking at ways that he could possibly serve a third term, suggesting that he would be bowing to the will of the American people if he did so.
The president told NBC News that he's not joking about exploring ways to overcome the U.S. Constitution, which limits presidents to two terms in office. He talked about it later with reporters aboard Air Force One.
I'm just telling you, I've had more people say, please run again. I said, we have a long way to go before we even think about that.
The 22nd Amendment says no one can be elected president more than twice. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A heads up for some rough weather across parts of the country today.
In general, close to around 70 million people that could potentially be impacted by the severe weather as we go over the next couple days.
Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service saying that today parts of the east could see strong thunderstorms, bringing heavy rains, possibly hail, and even isolated tornadoes. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 126 points, the Nasdaq off more than 300. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Despite last week's deadly earthquake, Myanmar's military rulers have kept on attacking opposition groups in that politically divided country.
Myanmar was already fractured before this earthquake struck. 4 years of civil war following a military coup have displaced more than 3 million people. The Shadow National Unity government that was set up to oppose the junta says it is suspending attacks on the Burmese military for 2 weeks. But the military is continuing airstrikes with reports of an attack on rebels in Kachin State, which borders China.
That's the BBC's Nick Beek. The Israeli military has issued sweeping evacuation orders covering most of Rafah, indicating it could soon launch another major ground operation in the southernmost city in the Gaza Strip. Israel suspended the ceasefire with the Hamas terrorist group and renewed its air and ground war. That happened earlier this month. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Elon Musk company Neuralink is looking to trademark the words telepathy and blind sight.
The brain-computer interface company filed applications with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to trademark the terms earlier this month. The applications are for new Neuralink products, including telepathy, which is a brain-computer implant that lets users control devices with thoughts, and blind sight, an implant that hopes to restore vision in the blind. This, as leftists are firebombing Tesla dealers, vandalizing Tesla cars, and threatening Tesla drivers. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump's efforts to end the bloodshed in Ukraine have hit a rough patch. Mr. Trump is upset with Russia's Vladimir Putin for some of Putin's statements regarding the credibility of Ukrainian President Zelensky. President Trump is threatening to act by imposing even tougher sanctions on Russia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios in downtown Reading on Market Street with our window on the world. Good morning, everybody. Carl Bott with Free Fire Radio. The 31st of March, last day of the month, 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's controlling the Starship Free Fire.
Good morning.
National Clam Day. Clam.
And National Crayon. Crayon, I don't know. One more word I can't spell.
What is it?
The color thing.
Oh, Crayon Day. Crayon Day. Yeah, what Marines write with.
Yes. Yeah. And it looks like everybody's getting ready for tomorrow, International Fool's Day.
International Fool's Day? No, it's April Fool's Day. It doesn't mean you're a fool. It means you can fool people.
Yes, but it's international. What everybody in the whole world.
You're not here tomorrow. What are you going to do? You're going to run around and fool people?
Sure. I'll call you first, the first thing in the morning.
Oh, and what are you going to tell me? You're going to, oh, surprise. I'm going to be on time? Ha ha ha! April Fool's!
I'm off.
And I'll go, you are! Ah, April Fool's!
Exactly.
Yeah, those damn clocks. Whatever. Those damn clocks. How dare they? I'm not going to have an inanimate piece of machinery tell me what to do.
I wish it would be just turned off tomorrow.
Hey, the weather. Let's look at the weather. It looks like we've got showers and possibly thunderstorms today before 4 p.m. Wind gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. Okay, tonight showers, tomorrow showers, high near 58, and precipitation chance is 90% today and tomorrow. Now, Tuesday night is going to start clearing up, and it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all sunny. It's going to be beautiful out there, the high around 70. And then Sunday, a slight chance of showers, however, sunny with a high near 74 all the way. So after tomorrow, starting on Wednesday, it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business out of Anderson, been there for about 30 years, third generations of the Kenny family. Involved in the business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, won awards for hiring veterans. This is a great company, one of integrity. Won't go wrong dealing with Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I have, okay, for the people who are listening, two tickets to Glowing Wild that's starting this weekend. Yes, that's true. These are like the gold tickets. That means you can use them any night. Two tickets. And for the second person, got that, Christina? Second person who calls 530
605-456-7. Second person, not the first person, second person that calls is going to score two tickets to Glowing Wild. And there's the first call right there. So if you're number two, you're going to pick up a couple of great tickets. Hey, big changes out at over at the Civic Auditorium. There's been with the Bethel Church academic arm. I don't know if you know, it's, you know, rumors been going on, but it's finally been announced. The School of Supernatural Ministry is no longer holding classes at Reading Civic Auditorium. For a dozen years, as you know, the school had leased a facility from Advanced Reading, which is a profit, for-profit arm of Bethel Church that, gosh, what is it, 12 years ago, the city put a request for proposals, RFP out, for somebody to come in and run the Civic, because the city was losing $1 million a year just right off the top trying to keep that place open. Several entities came in, and Bethel won the proposal request, and has been running it ever since. First year students attended classes, according to, at the Civic in 2020. Well, they were doing it for longer than that. School had 2,300 students before the pandemic, and enrollment dropped about 1,600 in 2020, the first year of the pandemic. So, and they, as you know, the Bethel effect that they've had here, not only on businesses and, people are still calling. We got a winner. Do we have a winner? Yes, we have a winner. Okay, you can stop calling. Trust me, my friends, I'm going to be giving away tickets for eight. I've got a handful of tickets, and we're going to be giving them away. But that's two for today, and we're going to give away two every day as long as we have them, which is going to be a long time. The Bethel Effect, of course, is their retail businesses they've started, real estate that they've bought. Like I said, the business enterprise, lots of business enterprises, and politics. They got into politics. And at one time, three of the five members of the Reading City Council were Bethel, attended Bethel. And two still do. Jack Munns, and who's our mayor, who's going to be on Thursday, by the way, and Councilwoman Tanessa Audette. Yeah, and over in the Board of Supervisors, Matt Plummer attends Bethel. And so one out of the five at the Board of Supervisors and two out of the five now. Julie Winters, who's been on the City Council for years, was also a member. So there was at one point a three-person Bethel majority. Now, where everybody gets excited, which everybody always was excited about that. The question is can you draw a conclusion? Can you show one piece of legislation they passed that would help Bethel? And if you can, please feel free to write me an email at carlbott@kcnr1460.com and let me know. Cause it was, their impact on money, real estate, rentals, businesses was huge. Okay, so the church, they're leaving, the students are leaving church. Of course, they're building that new campus over there on, what is that, on Lake Boulevard, next to Shasta College. And they have, they're going to be able to put the new church there. Of course, they're keeping the older church they have on Lake there. And then they're building this new campus. So it's going to be interesting to see how big it is. What's that mean? Is it going to have, like, housing for their students? Because a lot of them come in for the School of Supernatural Ministry. But they also have the school, they also have their music business down here in downtown Reading. They're talking about the Bethel School of Technology. And that's going to be, that's going to be someplace in town. I can't tell you exactly where it is. So They were going to be in the old Shopko on Lake Boulevard, but no longer. At one time, the school had plans to open a bookstore, cafe, and office space inside the former big box store. So we're going to just have to wait and see where that school of School of Technology is going to be. I do know when I took my tour through Bethel, and you know, they gave out tours, that one bookstore they had over there on their first camp, their main campus there, did like $1 million worth of work, business out of that one small bookstore. So, okay. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we've got some other things to talk about. Is Patrick Jones, we're going to see him, throwing his hat in the ring for the registrar, job, what happened this weekend over at the rodeo grounds, a few other things we're going to talk about. This is Open Line Monday, so if you've got something you want to talk about and something you want to discuss, feel free to give us a call at 530-605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, started 17, 18 years ago. First branch was in Red Bluff, and then they expanded here to Redding. Two branches right here in Redding and one down in Anderson. I like to think of it as the Cheers of banks. They've always treated us really well, and we have both business and personal accounts there. And now they're going to be merging with Plumas Bank, another local bank out of Gridley. They're going to have 19 branches, ranging from Reno through Susanville all the way, you know, back down the corridors here, and keeping the branches we have right here in town. They're not going to be closing any branches of Cornerstone, and it's going to be the same people that you deal with every day down at Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Shasta College will host the last of three workshops titled Getting the Outside Garden Ready and Preserving What You Grow. This workshop will be held April 26th from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm in the greenhouse. Workshop topics will include bed preparation for an amazing harvest, how to start composting, setting up irrigation, growing herbs, controlling weeds and bugs, canning basics. There will be a $5 charge to cover materials and seeds at each workshop. Master Gardeners are also sponsoring a plant swap after this workshop. A garden fair is also planned from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This family-friendly event will include garden activities for children, composting demonstrations, garden-related vendors, and basic gardening advice. For questions regarding this event, contact Lemoyne Waite at 530-242-2210 or contact Shasta College.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Yeah, you're hearing it play. Give us a call, 530-605-4567. Get entered into the ticket extravaganza drawing we're going to have. For the Red Bluff Roundup, just give us a call, 530-605-4567. Get yourself entered into this. And this portion of the show, brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof with Judy Maxwell. For second, you want a second opinion on your retirement plans, your insurance cost, any of those things, you get a free review and analysis and an evaluation there by calling 530-221-0441. And she will put you with one of her experts. Two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial management. Judy Maxwell has been helping people since 1993, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Okay, and what's going on with the Registrar of Voters? Patrick Jones, you know, showed some interest in becoming the ROV. However, you know, the Board of Supervisors said they're going to go out and look for somebody to, you know, for that position. Tom Toler, who's just stepped down, he was appointed, 10 months ago? And he's stepping down due to health reasons. No, it had nothing to do with the job. He's got some health issues going on. You know, hope he gets through that okay. And he is endorsing Joanna Francescat to be his successor. Of course, she is the longtime assistant county clerk and registrar. By the way, this is a pretty good article in the Record Searchlight that from, who is this, Jessica Skopanik. Well, surprise, surprise. I think, you know, so Toler says this is a tough job. And where he brought in insight from a different, you know, from a different area to work for the election. Joanna is the one who's been there 16 years, has got all the corporate knowledge and all that. And he says he thinks she's going to do a great job. However, the he had some other comments on here is that, you know, there's been a lot of conflict and there continues to be. You know, we want to do, you know, the Board of Supervisors are saying, same day voting, count the ballots, individually, no, you know, or, limited mail-in ballots. But frankly, Shasta County has been voting by mail for decades and something like 65% of the people who vote by mail. And it would be a huge change to saying that you can't vote by mail. You've got to show up and vote that day. And the, you know, so that's going on right now. You know, the state's passed laws. The county is saying, I don't know if we have to do like this. But it's going to be quite interesting here over the next year, see what's happening. And I can't wait to see how that's going to end up yet. The Registrar of Voters, of course, is a, you know, it's a contentious issue. So it'll be interesting to see if the county takes Toler's idea, which, by the way, Kathy Jarlin Allen thought that Joanna should have had that job last time, too. Toler says you can have cheap, fair, or efficient elections. Pick any two. If you want a cheap, fair election, it takes time. And a lot of people want the, you know, they say, oh, we should be able to have the results the next day. If you want a fair and efficient election, it takes money. And if you want a cheap and efficient election, it probably is going to be unfair to some voters. I was wrong when I said 65% of Shasta County voters use vote by mail. I'm sorry, it was 75%. And like I said, that's been going on for years, decades. So anyway, the Board of Supervisors is jumping in on that, and we'll see what's going to happen. And like I said, Patrick Jones said right here on the show that he was interested in that position, you know, maybe looking at that as an elected position in the future. Now, something that happened this weekend down at the rodeo grounds, besides the fact that we were all down there working on, I power washed, and anybody that knows me will tell you my favorite thing is not power washing. However, I power washed seats, areas, walls, all over there in the rodeo flats area. Got those things cleaned up, knowing that it was going to be raining this weekend and that we're going to have to do it again before the rodeo, but we tried to get all the, you know, the heavy stuff off. So there was a bunch of us down there working this weekend, putting up rails and all types of things. But at the same time, Linda, who is, they've asked Linda to, you know, run the national anthem for the rodeo, which she has done for the last couple of years. But so this year, Linda thought it'd be a great idea. Let's have an open audition for people of Reading that want to sing at the rodeo. And so they advertised it on Facebook, and we talked about it here on the radio. And she called in a couple other radio stations. Mm-hmm. And on Saturday, it started at noon. It was going to go to noon to 3, open call. 33 people showed up, 33, ranging from age 5 to age 62. I'll say 62. I think it was 62 or 63. Showed up to sing. I was there kind of representing the Reading Rodeo because I wasn't judging. And her judges were voice teachers, Scott Lewis, who has sung there and has got a wonderful voice and background in music, and Nancy Hill from Axiom Theater, who is like 38 years as a music teacher at high schools here in the area. So, I mean, you had some pretty knowledgeable judges for them to come in. And I was a non-voting judge. Only thing I was asking was, are you available on May 14th and 15th? Because it'd be one of those days that whoever wins this thing is going to sing. And I can't say enough about the talent I heard there. Now, if you ever listen to 33 national anthems in a row, everybody had their own take on it. And the 5-year-old just cute, and she was enthusiastic, and she knew all the words, which is more than some of them knew. Because people, when they're in the middle of singing, will have a tendency to, you know, sing over the words or not complete words. I'm learning all this thing from the judges as I was listening to it. They're, you know, working on their pitch, how they're doing this, doing that. Some came in that just, you know, spontaneously wanted to try it, so there they were. And a big shout out, a big cheer for everybody that competed and came in to sing, because that's not easy. Imagine walking in cold after standing outside for a while. They were provided with water and snacks and bathroom. Coming in cold in front of 4 people you didn't know, and you sing the national anthem, which is not an easy song to sing because it range goes up and down, and it's just not an easy song to sing. And you've seen disasters in, you know, baseball games and nationally televised baseball games and football games, just disasters out there. The one thing is that when you tell them that, you know, like some people was, you've got it because you're on national TV, because it's on the Cowboy Channel, millions of people seeing this thing. You've got to have your eyes open. You can't let the camera in front of your face bother you. I mean, you know, this, you know, the list goes on. And some of them were not aware that this was going to be on national TV, which gave them something else to worry about. Anyway, it was a great event. The 33 people, and you know, male, female, children 5 to 62, and all ages in between. And it was just a, I'm proud of you, Redding. I really am, you know, coming in and giving it your best shot for that. So, and they've, I think they've made their decision. They've picked the two, but they all, you know, everybody wrote down on their own pieces of paper and they marked them on like 5 different things. And, my big job was I got to, add up all the results. All right. We're going to take a break here, and Robert, either hang on or give us a call back when we get to the other side of this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I've never had a bad haircut there. And I started going there in 2007. They're just really good people there. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment, like I do, by calling 530-244-9478. Roll in on your schedule, get a great haircut, and not have to worry. It's not a styling place. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The Redding Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Event Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to sciredding.org. That's sciredding.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Red Bluff Roundup is on.
April 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Get your tickets now.
Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors.
It's the biggest 3-day rodeo in the country.
Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can.
It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more.
Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7.
and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Sean just came in and picked up his tickets for the Palisadro Bulls and Bronx and the Frontier Day there. Sean works for the city and works in traffic lights, and among other things. So I'm going to get him in here to talk traffic lights. But they're doing something on Shasta View. Up there in Shasta View, and gosh, he just told me, and I can't remember, but he says it's right now, it's really traffic is having a tough time getting itself simulated, getting turns and everything up there. So anyway, let's go to the phones. Let's start with Robert. Robert, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good morning, Carl and company. Listen, as a public service announcement with that Ted Leidy commercial and the thing where he said the bit about the BB gun, as a baby boomer, I gotta say, from A Christmas Story, no, kid, you'll shoot your eye out. Ho, ho, ho. Anyway, I thought we could all use some good news.
Okay. I remember, you know, that movie. Gosh,
yeah,
how old is that?
That ran throughout the entire movie.
Yeah, I know. How old is that movie? I mean, probably the kids got
good. It's 40-year anniversary here about 2 years ago.
40 years. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then at
and
the
you
end.
You a real mind blower?
What?
The kid who played the kid was in the first Iron Man movie. He was the scientist that Jeff Bridges put the less than friendly arm around his shoulder. The guy's bald as a cue ball down the middle of his hair now.
You'll shoot your eye out.
I still got 90% of mine at 65, so I'm not complaining about the color. But that's another story for another time.
Anyway, okay, what's the habit? I got other people waiting here, too. So.
Okay, here goes. As I was telling your illustrious call screener and opposite number, Bo Snerdly, everybody sounds like they could use some good news. I was reading in the Sacramento Bee over the weekend that, give or take crossing some T's and dotting some I's, the Gilroy Garlic Festival is back, baby.
Oh, it is. Well, that's cool. Yeah. They had to cancel it because of insurance, right? Because they had that shooting down there.
Well, between that COVID and that mass shooting about 5-6 years ago, well, anyway, it's back.
Great.
And although the T's have to be crossed and I's have to be dotted, if you check out KSWB.com, it's a local TV station, as well as Google the Gilroy Garlic Shoppy, they've been great as far as informational resources are concerned. But the basic thing is you're going to have to sign up early when they start taking sign-ups because they're only going to do 3,000 people per day for each one of the 3 days. So since it's not till July, you've got plenty of time to do your homework.
Yeah, to get your tickets there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've never
Sounds
been.
Like a great bucket
I have
list
never
item.
Been to the Gilroy Garlic Festival, but I hear anecdotal things like you're flying over at 10,000 feet and you can smell the garlic. So I don't know,
but like I said, for me it's a bucket list item since I saw Huell Hauser talk about it, and the scary thought is it's been about 20 years since I saw that episode of California's Gold.
Wow. Okay, Robert, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You
Bye.
Bet. Okay, let's go to Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning. You know, when they...
Can you speak up a little bit?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. When they hire the new ROV, they need to make them sign a contract that they will allow the people to observe what's going on. And I mean, men and women fighting and dying for these rights for years, starting with our founding fathers. And this is where some of our brothers, I mean, we're both veterans, so this is our brothers and sisters that put their life on the line. And when they don't let these people observe, how do we know it's a fair and balanced election?
Well, you know, it just seems like it would be easy to set up observer stations, but observers also have to be, you know, they also have to be cognizant that these people are doing their jobs and not to be disruptive for it. But they should be able to see everything, like be able to pull the ballot out and see how they're, you know, how they're, you know, they count them, how they're being marked down, how they're being checked. Yeah, that to me just seems...
This is what I'm wanting. Let the observers observe and don't... And the reason they asked the question is because people would get in their way on purpose so they could not see and turn their backs to them. So they're walking all over our constitutional rights. And another thing, I think they should have to sign a contract that if they don't allow them to observe, they need to be fired or dock their pay. So this is where I'm coming from. Let the people be observant. And, okay, get a Republican and a Democrat, both on port and starboard, on each side of the aisle, and let them, so both of them can see it and agree to the ballot. And they said that would use ballots, they thought the people that work there would walk off the job. Fine, let them walk off the doggone job. There's plenty of people that said they would volunteer to count the ballots. And there again, get somebody on both sides of the aisle and let them observe. So, anyhow, that's my comment.
Okay, there, sir. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay, let me see. We have, the Rodeo National Anthem. Let me see over here. Oh, U.S. Southern Border. You know how we were told that, oh, there's no problem down at the border. You know, these hundreds of thousands of people that are coming across, that's okay. And it's not a big thing. And the millions came across. Since Trump has come into office, the southern border has decreased exponentially for people trying to come across the border. They had 28,000 encounters last month, which seems like a lot, 28,000. But compared to the month last year that had 256,000 in February of last year to 28,000 this month. They've shut down about, they're down 96%, said Border Czar Tom Homan. And they've had military assistance there. And in fact, San Diego is shutting down their migrant shelters because they don't have anybody coming in. And this is not the first group. They've had others that are non-governmental organizations that were pulling a lot of money in from the government to house people coming across the border illegally and then moving them to other parts of the country now that they just don't have any business, so they're shutting them down. And San Diego became the latest one. and this is one of the things that it seems like most Americans can agree on. And, you know, of course we're a country of immigrants. Of course we are. We're a nation of immigrants. Have, you know, immigrants come here. Immigrants are welcome to come through legally. But when you pour millions across illegally, it makes the ones who have actually played by the rules, like Christina and her friends, does that kind of upset you at all? You can talk. Don't nod. Just
first
say.
Of all, I'm American. So
well, yes. You're American, so that was different. Right.
So yes, it upsets me because a lot of people treat me differently, and so I have struggling, especially in writing, to find a job or anything, because the first thing what they hear is my accent. So, of course, people think I came here, illegal or something differently, and they get upset with me. The second thing with my friends who came here legally and they spent so many money, so many effort for years and years to come here and they paying taxes legally and doing everything legally. And when they get treated
Yeah, because they think you came across illegally.
Yes, and like it's two different things, two different worlds. Like when we are wondering about every news every day, the first thing what we see is like the new laws.
Yeah, but see, if you've come legally and you know and you're here, you don't have to worry about it. But if you come across illegally, and now they're arresting people in businesses, they're arresting people. When people are stopped for something else, they check their. They check their citizenship.
And also, I have to mention, not only illegal, everybody who, for example, I saw a lot of videos, news, and stuff like that when people with a two-year green card was landing back from, like, some vacation trip over the board. They was just not allowing them to go inside with 2 years green card. I mean, not going allowing them to go to U.S. They was cutting the green cards on the borders.
You mean in the country they were in?
No, and here in U.S. after.
Yeah, you know what? If somebody came here legally, has a green card, then they should be able to keep that. And, this whole thing was, this is my opinion, the whole thing is take people that came through here legally, illegally, and were, part of these millions that just inundated the border under the Biden administration with their tacit approval, said, if they're here illegally and they didn't go through the process, well, you're here illegally. You didn't go through the process. Your friends went through the process. To me, if you have a green card, it means you went through the process.
Yes,
so,
but they count only those green cards who has 10 years. So because there's like two types of green card for 2 years and then for 10 years.
Oh, well, if you've got your two-year green card and it's up.
Yeah, but unfortunately now people those days has problem with that. And the same thing is with the program for Ukrainians. So to come here legally as a Ukrainian for United to Ukrainians with this program, they are sending everybody back who came after 2023. So the war started in February 2022. So everybody who came before 2023, they're good because they can apply for TPS and other programs. But everybody who came after, they're really struggling right now and checking the news every single day to make sure they didn't get deported or something like that.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
But when you look at mass deportations, that the American people by far are supporting this to get, people have come here illegally, and they're on. Many of them have been afforded money and housing, and going through HUD and all these things. And I'm not talking about the ones who came through here legally and applied for it. They're just, it's a massive drain of resources. So
the worst is that the new government. We never know what will happen the next day. So it's kind of challenging after.
Well,
America
he made
had
it,
changed.
Yeah, but he's made it pretty clear when he was running for office what was going to happen. Now, I understand there are coyotes that used to get people in are now getting people out, and there's a lot of self-deportations. So we'll see what happens here, see how this shakes out in 6 months.
I'm not going nowhere. That's the main
You're not
thing.
Going anywhere. Well, yeah, you're going to Portland.
But
that's kind of like leaving the country.
Okay, I'll mention that.
It's kind of like leaving the country going up to Portland. Portland's different. Okay, 8:46 in the morning. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You got any comments, something stuck in your craw, give us a call, 530-605-4567. You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, High Noon Beef, Vestra Resources, and CNC Pumps.
Welcome back to the final segment of Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR Studios at downtown Redding, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casinos. 8:51 in the morning here on the last day of March. Thank goodness we're out of this. Starts the beginning of April tomorrow. Hey, you know what? I have only got two tickets left for the Sportsman's Expo. I've got two tickets left, April 5th and 6th, down at the Civic. 150 vendors, all types. I mean, this is a great expo. It's been great every year, and it just gets better. So I've got two tickets to the first person to call, 605-4567. And you can get my last set of tickets. I don't have to give them away the rest of this week, so give us a call. And then just come on down and pick them up. 8:51 in the morning, and today it's going to be showers and possibly thunderstorms, and tomorrow showers, but on Wednesday it starts clearing up, my friends, and it's going to be sunny from Wednesday, according to the forecast, through next Sunday. So, several days of sun, being able to enjoy yourself, get outside, get all those things that have to be done, and get them done correctly. Now, I talked last week about, in Lithuania, a US M88 Hercules armored vehicle disappeared. And they tracked it to this swamp area, and they found it, and it was buried about 2 feet in the mud, 4 feet underwater. And they finally pulled it out. And they got it
out of there. They had to do everything. They had to put a dam in there. They had to bring in so many things, gravel and everything, to try and get recovery vehicles in there. They had dive teams. And the Lithuanians did a great job on this. Now they found it. They pulled it out, yet they still don't know the fate of the four soldiers who are aboard that. I'm not holding up a lot of hope, unfortunately, for this. Because that thing somehow slipped off the road and flipped over and then sank like that. I'm not sure of the fate, but it doesn't look good. So we should know probably sometime today. They pulled it out early this morning. Now, can you hear that? Can you hear those sounds? They're kind of going from D.C. all the way down to Southern California and Sacramento. Have you heard that? Pop, 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 boom. Pop, 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 boom. Those are heads of very liberal people, including commentators, exploding. Why? Because President Trump has talked about running for a third term. He's floated the idea out there, and he said that he wasn't joking, that he's looking to run for a third term, and there's only been one president that was that's ever run for three terms, and that was FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who came in during the Depression and then World War II started, and he ran for his third term, died a year into his third term. Now, Trump is 78 years old. So he'd be like 82, which is very similar to another guy that just ran named Joe Biden. But the other thing, too, is they'd have to change the Constitution. Because after Roosevelt ran for that third time, because it's always been unwritten that the president has just run for two terms. It started with George Washington, and they wanted him to do a third run. He goes, no, I'm going to give somebody else a shot, you know, a shot at the championship here. And I'm frankly tired of it, you know, so. And so it's always been the two terms until Roosevelt, FDR, and it was during World War II. And maybe that decision was right at that point, but then he was in woefully ill the last year also. So can he run? And so as a direct result of that was the 22nd Amendment to say they can only run twice. So can Trump run for a third term? No, he can't. But he's got everybody, you know, it's Trump throws these things out and you can hear, you know, I mean, just people that hate Trump just explode. Oh, no. Oh, my God. He's becoming king. Oh, no. You know, no. First of all, I wouldn't support a third term for President Trump. You've got 8 years. You couldn't do it in the first four. I understand why. But now you're running on the second one. And it's time, sir, to let some others step in there. And you still got 3 years. 3 years and several months till you finish here. So... but can you change the Constitution? Well, it only takes two-thirds of both houses to agree to it, and then two-thirds of the states. I think you're going to have a tough time with that one to change it. Now, Vance could run and win the presidency and then turn it over to Trump. I don't think that'll happen either. J.D. Vance is a pretty bright guy. And I imagine he's the favorite just right now in the betting odds. But so Trump running for a third term really, like I said, got people excited. And, you know, he does these things on purpose to get people wound up and looking in this direction. And let's spin our wheels over here. And then he goes over and says, hey, let's just change this thing, too. You know, something that happened, and I saw this over the weekend, and it was very disturbing. The Harris County Sheriff's Office in Houston in the past 6 weeks has had four suicides from this one police or this one sheriff office, including three in 1 week. Two of the deputies had retired from the force. A third officer left the force last December, and a fourth officer was currently working in the department. Law enforcement officers are 54% more likely to die from suicide than workers in other professions, in part due to repeated exposure to trauma. However, three in one week, it makes you wonder. It really makes you wonder what's going on. Do they have peer-to-peer counseling? Do they have, you know, did they have access to mental health professionals? And is it something like when one dies, the other, you know, other one goes, well, that's not too, you know, I understand that. I could, you know, and it's kind of like contagious. But three in one week is just tough. And let me see, I did not know, and we're running out of time here. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have O2 staffing, and a couple other guests are rolling through here. Wednesday, the RPD. Thursday, Mayor Jack Munns, and Friday, Congressman Doug LaMalfa this week. Today, after the show, of course, is Armstrong and Getty. And you know what? Do yourself a favor if, you know, you switch over to another station because you want to listen to somebody. Listen to Armstrong and Getty. Give yourself an hour listening to these guys. They are funny, and they are irreverent, and it doesn't make any difference what side you're on. They're libertarians. And then, of course, Dave Ramsey and then Mark Levin. And we're bringing in some new shows on the weekends. No, not local. We keep in our local shows, but we've got other shows that we're trying out, too. So you'll be hearing a lot more about that. So Outback is no longer the king of steaks, and I didn't know they were the king of states to begin with, but no longer. Everybody, you have a great day. It's going to be wet, and be careful out there, and God bless America.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.